This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more legislation that could become part of next year's regular legislative session.
Senate Bill 729. What this bill...
Outgoing Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester sponsored Senate Bill 729 this year. On January 10th, he told the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee this measure would have authorized a tax credit for certain educational expenses.
Another thing that has ballooned the fiscal note quite a bit is the over 100,000 kids that are currently homeschooling at this time. So it's definitely going to have to be tweaked. You have to put some limits on that. We could probably, in the fiscal note, probably drop about $700 million off of that by tweaking that. So I'm not going to go through all the reasons, you know, for the bill. They're the same reasons why that I presented earlier today that I did in the ESA program. Providing parents options, I think, is the best thing for kids.
Thank you for hearing these bills today. I'm going to be real quick because
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton sponsored Senate Bill 1035. On February 19th, he told the Missouri Senate Insurance and Banking Committee his proposal would have enacted provisions relating to payments for prescription drugs.
This would simply just affect the FQHCs and it would allow them to be able to get the same benefits that are currently given out through the 340B program and allow those prices to be, there'd be no additional fees and other things like that.
Senate Bill 745 ties the Missouri.
Senator Mike Bernskater of Jefferson City sponsored Senate Bill 745. On January 10th, he told the Missouri Senate General Laws Committee his legislation would have modified the duration of unemployment benefits based on the unemployment rate.
Senate Bill 745 ties the Missouri maximum unemployment duration to the unemployment rate, and everybody's heard this bill, so if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Otherwise, we got people to testify for and against, I think.
Senator Bernskater has pre-filed this for 2025 as Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 760 before the committee today.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis sponsored Senate Bill 760. On January 17th, she told the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee this measure would have modified provisions relating to the Critical Incident Stress Management Program.
Senate Bill 760 adds firefighters to the list of personnel eligible to receive services as part of the Critical Incident Stress Management Program. This is a program that I created in 2021, which was passed as part of Senate Bill 53 and 60. The inception of this idea began with delivering effective mental health support by our state's officers. In my view, and in continued conversations with public safety officials, firefighters are in need of this same support as well. Missouri's firefighters and peace officers stand on the front lines to defend us from tragedy.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.